We are back now with that infamous Cars for Kids commercial, the jingle that probably just got stuck in your head the second I said the name. But tonight the music is stopping in California, where a judge has banned the ads. Steve Patterson explains why.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
That Cars for Kids jingle.
It's Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
An earworm that lives rent-free in people's heads.
Cars for Kids, a business model you don't understand, and a jingle that will haunt you forever.
877 Cars for Kids.
But if you live in California, a judge ruling that the charity has 30 days to pull the ads from state airways for violating false advertising laws. The lawsuit was filed by Bruce Puterbaugh, who donated his Volvo after he says that melody got to him.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
But he says he felt misled after learning where the money actually went. According to testimony from the charity's COO, much of it goes to a New Jersey-based Jewish organization, which uses the funds for summer camps, trips to Israel, even a matchmaking service.
He doesn't care that it's going to Jewish kids. He just wanted to know that, because maybe he wanted to send it to poor disadvantaged kids in California, which is what he thought the ads were doing.
The judge, finding that children, especially needy or underprivileged children, were not the exclusive recipients of the donations. The nonprofit calling the decision deeply flawed, saying it's well known that we are a Jewish organization and our website makes it abundantly clear, adding that they plan to appeal.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Steve Patterson, NBC News, Los Angeles.